This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Miles Garrett spoke for the first time today since picking up another speeding ticket for doing over 100 miles an hour. He chose not to talk about it. That's his right. I thought he had an opportunity just to kind of clean things up and make the story go away. You know, it's as much as he could. And he's right. He wanted to talk about football. I want to talk about football too. I just want to get back to football. Let's talk about Myles Garrett, who's, you know, one of the best players in the NFL. And, you know, as Jeff had stated before, it's his eighth time picking
According to reports.
Yeah, it's his eighth time picking up another one of these. People get mad. They listen to some of the phone calls left and right. And people get upset and angry when people are, you know, using excessive speed on the highway.
And I mean, other folks don't seem to care.
Yeah, and some people think that it's Jeff's fault. Jeff, it's your fault. Miles was doing 100 miles an hour.
As Malone said, it's your people's fault.
Yeah, can we eliminate that from our vocabulary? You people, like that I mean, you want to irritate me? It doesn't matter.
That minivan had spunk.
It did.
I wasn't going 40.
The problem with you and those people that have those rust buckets like that, it's the rust.
What are you talking about, rust bucket?
There was rust on that car. You had a little bit of rust.
Why? Just because it was 20 years old and I drove it every day?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Baskin.
Excuse me, Mr. No Rust on Your Car, Rust-Oleum Car. Is that what you're trying to say?
Guess I need to spend all kinds of money on cars all the time so I can be Andy Baskin.
Yeah, that's exactly who I am.
As the big boss here said, nobody buys more cars than Andy.
Says who? Who said that?
The guy who's now the super poobah. You didn't hear him say that one time?
I've never heard him say that.
Jeff, I heard him say it.
Jeff, give me a big picture on what we're talking about here with Miles.
Andy, it's pointless for us to sit here and say he should have apologized. He ended the story whether he apologized or whether he did what he did. It's pointless for us to say slow down. He's got to slow down for his own sake. But until he decides to do that, it's not probably going to change. I hope he does, man. I mean, could you imagine if Miles is going, and Miles just might be a great driver and can drive 100 miles an hour. It's not allowed on our highways. This isn't about his driving ability. It's just not allowed. And I sure hope that nothing bad happens, because that would just be tragic.
My biggest problem with this whole thing is just the lack of accountability from someone who wants to claim a leadership role.
Well, but he keeps going, Dan.
He's not a leader. That's okay.
But by stepping in front of a microphone and saying, I'm sorry, that wouldn't make him accountable.
Ken 100% convince me. He's just not a leader. He's a football player. He's just not. That's all there is to it.
But do you need him to be? Fine. You need him to be a great football player. Yeah. I mean, I don't need leaders. My leaders are teachers and ministers and parents.
No, but don't tell me you're a leader then. If you're not going to take accountability for the things that you do wrong, then don't tell me you're a leader. Don't feed me those words. Don't feed me that hogwash or anything like that that comes with it. Just go, hey, I'm not a leader. Do what I do on the football field. Follow the people that you care around you for true leadership in life. And leave it at that. That's my thing. Is then, all right, if you're not going to take accountability and walk around like you're infallible, then fine. Fine. You're not a leader. Don't tell me you are then.
Anthony's in Brunswick. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call in. You know, honestly, I feel like, you know, let's leave the personal stuff there to an extent. You know, if this was a Judkins or Watson situation, that's obviously completely different. But if Miles goes out there and has a 20-sack season and wins Defensive Player of the Year, you know, we're not going to be talking about how fast he was going in January. You know what I'm saying?
Unless he does it again.
Agreed. Yeah. You know, I think that's his own personal prerogative. You know, it's like we can sit here and tell him we're blue in our face, slow down. But if he's not going to take the initiative, then, you know, that's his personal thing that he wants to do. So,
Anthony, I'd make the argument, Anthony, we're not even going to talk about it if he gets another speeding ticket. I think the only time it becomes.
Yeah, we would. You know, well, everybody would.
The only time it becomes absolutely huge is if he actually hurts somebody again. It happened when he was going slower on a rural road, but if he's going 100 and somebody gets hurt or killed, then it becomes a tragic story.
And he had an accident before. That's the other problem. Like, we all sat there and people were like, okay, he's okay. That's all we care about. Like, people praying for him when he rolled his car over his passenger.
He got hurt.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, James.
Hey, guys. Hey. Jeff, where'd you get that horse and carriage that you're driving around these days? You can't go more than like 15 miles an hour in that thing.
Andy has seen the vehicle I drive now. It actually has a little giddy up, Jim, but I don't have it go giddy up.
Listen, I don't want to get into whatever. I'm not going to debate the speed limit or anything like that. Cause I mean, whatever. My problem with the whole thing was like, he just didn't show any maturity. I mean, come on, you've got to be mature. Take the leader. Okay, fine. He's not a leader. How about being a mature adult? Yeah, you know what? I made a mistake. I really need to work on. Even if it's just BS, guys, say what a leader, say what somebody, you're not going to see Tom Brady. You're not going to see any real leader of a team do that. They're going to stand up. They're going to take the shots. They're going to answer the questions. They're going to move on. To me, it was like a lack of maturity. Listen, you got this big paycheck, Miles. I'm sorry. That means you have to answer these questions. That's what comes with the money. That's what the money's for.
So it comes with the job. It's unfortunate. Yep, yeah. I agree with Jim.
Don't act all annoyed because you're being asked about it. You're getting paid a lot of money. You wanted all that money. You went public last year with it. You had no problem using the media when you wanted to get what you wanted to get. Well, part of the job is that when they ask you uncomfortable questions, you need to stand up there and answer it. That's all I want, is be a mature adult. And to me, he wasn't a mature adult. That's something I would expect out of my 16-year-old making excuses for why he did what he did. You know, hey, come on, grow up, act like an adult. The team deserves better. You just can't, you got to be better than that. That's all I have to say.
And Jim, thank you.
He knew the question was coming. He knew it was going to be the first question.
Oh, he knew it was coming.
He should have handled it better than he did.
Mm. Can we play the cut again, just so everybody's up to speed, just so they know exactly what he did and didn't say? I mean, he had the opportunity, his first press conference since the incident, and he chose to say this.
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things, but I try to keep my personal life personal. I'd rather focus on this team when I can.
I'd rather talk about football too. Jeff, you?
He has a somewhat valid point. He wants to keep his personal things personal. Except he's not in a personal business. He's in a very public profession. And people, right or wrong, look up to professional athletes and view them as role models sometimes. And You know, I wish he would have handled it differently. Bottom line is, I just wish the guy would slow down. I don't want to hear him getting caught speeding again, or anything about him speeding. I fear for his safety, and I fear for the people who are driving around him.
Hmm. Raj in Canton. Hi, Raj. How are things in Stark County?
Hi. I just called to say I'm a speedaholic, and so is Miles. And there is a problem here because when that happens, you get like a high, like people that gamble or people with alcoholics, you know. And you know, that's what needs to be addressed. Because I was a drag racer for years. Mm-hmm. I'm 60 years old. I don't do it anymore. But you know, I had a family, kids. Nobody would believe that I would do 100 or 120 down a highway because I was doing it on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, but once you do it, it's like it's almost like you're an alcoholic or a gambler or whatever. You know, your brain is saying this is really cool.
Why'd you stop, so, Raj?
Have you slowed down?
Yeah, have you slowed down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm old now.
Okay, well, why?
What would make, like, how stupid was that?
Yeah, what made you stop, though?
You figured it out.
Yeah, just being old, I go to car shows now instead. I show my cars rather than, you know, race them, you know. And I wasn't good at drag racing, but I did it, you know.
Raj, thanks. Hey, we appreciate you sharing.
Thanks for the perspective, Raj.
Yeah, I don't know the way I expected that today. Let's go.
But Andy, Miles has a problem. I mean, this is habitual, and it's. I understand his need for speed, apparently, and he drives race cars.
Right.
You know, I mean, a Porsche and Ferrari; those are race cars. You know, they're not designed to go 60 in the right lane. But I just don't want them to see him hurt anybody.
Lady K in Lakewood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lady K.
Hi. I was calling in. I was saying, okay, they have these fast cars, but not only that, what we have to look at is it's not safe for others, and everybody understand that, but I know all of us have driven too fast. Not all of us has been caught. Also, why is it that you only hear about a couple players like Miles and
Shador?
You don't really hear about any...
Because they got caught. The that's why. You,
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what my point was. That's my point. And so we're trying to just crucify these guys.
Lady K, you're right. It happens all the time. Lady K, hang on a second. Just listen. It happens all the time. I don't disagree with you on that. The problem is that we don't pay and we don't sit in the stands to watch the average moron drive over 100 miles an hour. And when you decide you want to be a professional football player, you understand that you have put yourself into the world as a public figure. That's my point. Lady K, finish your point.
Right, but he's not the only.
No, he's not.
One that's doing, like you said, he's the only one that's being caught.
Lady K, have you ever driven 100?
Sure, if we followed every athlete around and watched how fast they went, I'm sure it wouldn't just be Miles and Shador. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's fair. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. We in
no, no, Lady K, like, Lady K, I can tell you it hasn't been me. You've driven over 100? Have you driven over 100 miles an hour? Yes or no?
May have.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay away from you then, okay, Lady K?
But it's been so many people, you on the road. What I'm trying to say, these cars, they go fast. They accelerate faster than you think. I mean, I've been in a rental car. I looked up. I'm like, dang, I didn't realize. But I know that's his car. But we all are guilty of, just like we all are guilty of doing something wrong when we drive it.
And when we're guilty, we lose our driver's licenses.
Road rage when we act like we never made a mistake driving.
And that's, I agree with you. And that, Lady K, that's why I'm like, we admit that we all do make mistakes. So why not just get out there and say you made a mistake? I think you would have ended the story by doing that. I'm with you, Lady K. Thank you. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. We'll get into the Guardians next hour right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.